Okay, welcome. It is 4:07 p.m. on the 5th of June. We are virtual today for a Canyon Rim Academy board meeting. Present are Nils Lofgren, Becca Masters, Justin Scott, Robert Booth, Ashley Bloxham, Dave Hilliard. Shauna Kundick is excused. So we do have a quorum present. There are no public comments, and so we will move right into the sole purpose of this board meeting, specifically to review the resolution for financing. And with that, Brandon, maybe I could just turn the time to you. If you don't mind giving some background, I think you are the one that drafted this document, and we can talk through that.
Yeah, of course. So happy to work with the school. Just so you know our role, we're serving as the school's counsel for this financing. So we're on your side and are working with you, with Dave and others to get this to the finish line. This resolution, it does a few things. It authorizes the project. It authorizes the financing for the project. It authorizes the documents related to both the project and the financing and the signing of those documents. And then it approves tax compliance procedures. And just by way of background on that, so these bonds will be issued as tax-exempt bonds, which means that the investors that buy your bonds won't have to pay income tax on the interest that they earn. And because of that, they're willing to give the school a lower interest rate than if the bonds were taxable. But what that also means is the school has to follow certain rules and regulations from the IRS to make sure that the bonds are tax exempt. The good thing for a charter school is you're already a nonprofit entity, and so there's really nothing unusual or different that you have to do than what you're already doing to maintain your tax exempt status. So the tax compliance procedures don't have anything in there that you're not already doing, but the IRS likes to see schools adopt these procedures so that they know that you're taking them seriously. So the resolution doesn't obligate the school to move forward. So if for some reason you decided the project or the financing wasn't going to work out, you can stop it at any time. So you're not committing the school to move forward. What you're doing is you're authorizing the school to move forward if it makes sense. So that's a quick summary of the resolution.
Thanks, Brandon. Justin, you had a question, I think.
Sorry, fat finger.
Oh. Okay, all good.
Sorry, I didn't say hello earlier. I was on mute.
Oh, all good.
Okay,
Brandon, thank you for the background. I believe we all have a copy of this. Dave distributed this. I appreciate the background on this is authorization to proceed with financing, but this is not signing a note. We're not obligating the school by engaging here with this. Are there questions from the board members about this before we take a motion?
No, just looking at section one, we're executing a construction contract. We're removing the payment performance bonds requirement. We're authorizing the execution of the loan agreement, which would be assuming the bonds essentially, or is that separate? Is that a separate agreement?
Is a separate agreement, were you asking?
Oh, sorry, the loan agreement, is that essentially the bonds?
It is. What happens, the school itself can't issue tax-exempt bonds. You have to do it through what we call a conduit issuer in the state of Utah. Usually that's the Utah Charter School Finance Authority, which was established just to do that. The finance authority will actually be the one to issue the bond, and you'll enter into a loan agreement with the finance authority. But that loan agreement contains the exact same terms as the bond. So yeah, for all intents and purposes, that loan agreement is the bond document.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
Any other questions? Maybe I'll throw one out there. Brandon, we're right between finalizing our board appointments. So we don't, I mean, I'm the vice chair from the prior cycle, which I expect continues. Would the vice chair be okay to sign this, noting the former chair is exited and been replaced?
Yeah, that's totally fine. So you can change that, or I can change that to vice chair, and then any board member can sign that. So yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay,
yep.
Awesome. Well, with any other questions or comments here before we take a motion?
Okay.
All right. Well, I will make the motion that we approve the resolution authorizing the acquisition, construction, and financing of school facilities.
As drafted.
As drafted. Yep. Thank you.
I'll second that motion.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Yes, as well. Okay. That's unanimous. Is that correct? I want to make sure. Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, very good. That helps us get to the next stage, which we need to provide to the lender. And so, Brandon, I could work with you to get this signed. In fact, I could probably do that this afternoon, get it back to you.
Right. And it can be signed electronically, too, if that's easier.
Okay.
So. Brandon, I missed. Are you with Gilmore Bell?
No, I'm with Farnsworth Johnson. Gilmore Bell is bond counsel. They're the ones that are drafting the bond documents. And although technically not on your side, they work with you to make sure everything's okay. But yeah, they're bond counsel, and we're serving as borrower's counsel or counsel to the school.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
While we're David, go ahead, Rob.
I was going to say, I know we're still on record, but I think it's okay. I was going to ask Dave Garrett if he could just give a quick update as to the status of all things.
I was going to ask the same thing.
All things construction on site, you're there, school's closed. So how are things going and where do we sit?
We have much to cheer about. If you were to drive by and go through the back entry in the Gray Street, through the meeting house there, you'll see a dirt pile that looks like second to none to Mount Olympus of all the asphalt that has been thrown up on the field because they didn't get trucks here to dispose of it. So there's probably a 2-3 story tall of asphalt from the courtyard in the back. So that's been done. They've got the footprint all drawn out. The surveyor was here today to set up the grid so they'll know depth to start on the excavation work for the footings, the steps in the middle that takes you up to the upper field are being torn out as we speak. The playground, both playgrounds now no longer exist. And best of all, we got the sprinklers in the front working, so it's been a great day.
Progress. Lots
progress.
Of
yeah, so these guys, they're in giddy-up mode. They'll start on the hill, the slope, and getting that down to grade, probably not today, but tomorrow. And then they'll start on the footings work, and he's a bit of an optimist, but he'd like to have concrete here by the latter part of next week. Rebar's due to come in Monday.
Wow.
That'd be amazing.
Wow.
So they're trying to make up for some lost time, and they're hustling. We'll see our first pay, our first invoice here in the next day or two. We'll get that paid, and then we won't see anything more until after the new fiscal year, July 1.
Hey, if you want to sit down, we can... In all of our spare time, I can walk you through at least my process when payouts come in.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. So things are progressing. I think you'd be delighted to see what's happening.
That's great.
You're awesome. Making dust, creating some noise. It's all great.
And then as it relates to, and Brandon or Dave, I don't know, Brandon, if you're in the loop, but our financing, I know that this board vote was a part of that, but in terms of closing and issuance, do we have an ETA target for debt? Do we know? Is that not an appropriate question for the parties on the call?
I'd love to know as well. And the appraisal, I assume the appraisal's due back pretty quick.
Yeah, the appraiser's due back this week, and then they needed one full week to review that. And so, according to Brent and Mike, they're sort of tentatively thinking the week of the 16th that we'd close. Yeah, they thought that was probably the most realistic.
Okay. Awesome.
Yep. So.
And then we've got a board meeting
on Thursday the 26th.
26th, yeah.
Oh, why did I think it was the 15th? Okay, we don't meet till the 26th, okay.
Right, for Thursday. Is that gonna work? And then we need to do a budget meeting prior to that. So yep. Maybe just the week before would be great.
Okay, I'll connect with you about that and bring in the parties. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, go Becca ahead, Ashley. And Niels.
Yeah, let's make an official welcome. This is look at the little one.
Oh my God.
Oh, here he is. He's making himself known.
Honorary board member. I love it.
That's wonderful. Well, welcome, Niels and Becca, formally your first board meeting as board members. Appreciate your willingness to join the fray here. So the 26th at the school will be our next board meeting. We will be in person for that one. We'll get an agenda out in advance and we'll continue forward. So with that, Justin, do you have a question or comment?
I'm out of town on the 26th, but I could participate if we could set it up. I could join online.
Okay. Is everyone else available on the 26th?
I think I am.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right, Justin, we'll coordinate with that, and I'll work with Sean on the agenda.
If you don't need me, don't worry about it.
Okay. Stand by.
It's going to be hard to elect you president without you there, Justin, but yeah.
Must be present to win.
As long as you have a quorum.
Must be present to win, Justin.
No. I'd be exiting if that happened.
And with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn our meeting.
So motioned.
A second?
Second.
Who is that, Nils?
Nils.
Okay, awesome. All those in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Yes, as well. All right, 4:20. Congratulations, all. I'll get this posted, and we'll move from there. And then, Brandon, I'll reach out to you, and we'll get this signed here today.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Appreciate it.
Becca, it's nice to meet you. Hey, and I thought I'd...